councillor for Tower Hamlets, and when he was actually voted in as a councillor, he was the youngest. Ollie.
Thank you. Thanks, Chair. Brothers, sisters, friends, Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you all. It's a great pleasure to be here this afternoon addressing this wonderful conference. Islamophobia has been happening for decades. Muslim community be under attacks for years, not since the war in Iraq or Afghanistan, but well before the war in Afghanistan and Iraq started. People in Palestine have been suffering for years under the hand of Israeli government, and all the Western government across the world kept silent, including some of the Muslim countries and Muslim leaders across the world. And it is utter disgrace that these people are remaining silent while innocent people are losing their lives and their country being set on fire again and again by the Israeli government. I have nothing against the people of Israel. I have nothing against the people of America, but I have everything against the people like murderer George W. Bush and the Prime Minister of Israel. Friends, since the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we in the anti-war movement said in time and time again, you start a war abroad, you end up with a war at home. At the 7/7, innocent people lost their lives in this country. And those suicide bombers didn't target any particular religion, they didn't target any particular community. They went and they killed innocent people, and that was totally against Islam, and we stand against all form of violent and attack on innocent people, whether in this country or abroad. And as you would know, at that time, the only member of parliament had the courage to stand up and speak out was my member of parliament and my friend George Galloway. And I hope in the future we will have more member of parliaments like George, and we will have more local representatives who will truly stand up and fight for the community and be a voice for people who doesn't have a voice today. Comrades, I want to share a story with you that I have witnessed a couple weeks ago since the comments made by the racist minister, Jack Straw. I was on the bus traveling to West London. A sister got on the bus wearing a niqab. There was a white man sitting next to her. He start saying, why is this lady being allowed on the bus? What if she has a bomb? She's gonna blow the bus up. He was talking to himself. I was sitting there listening. Everybody on the bus was sitting there listening. And not a single person said a thing to that man. And all of a sudden, the sister got up and start saying to him, what did he say? You said I'm gonna blow the bus up. Show me the bomb. Why did you think that I'm gonna blow the bus up? And what took me back is the courage the sister had to stand up and fight back those racists and people who don't have any knowledge about people who are wearing niqab or about the religion itself. And I tell you what, it was even more disgrace. In the House of Commons, people was voting, including Jack Straw, not to call for inquiry in what's happening in Iraq, and all these hundreds of thousands of innocent people are losing their lives and their country being destroyed. But he would go out and call an inquiry on this small number of Muslim women wearing a veil. So Jack Straw, listen up. You can attack the Muslim community as much as you want. You can attack these small minority sisters as much as you want. But we will, as a community, Muslims, non-Muslim, Catholic, Christian, people with no religion, we will only stand up and continue to fight racism in this country. And if we have to fight you, then we will come after you as well. And I say this also to the Muslim leaders and Muslim organization, listen up. Don't just go to Downing Street, have a cup of tea and chocolate biscuits, thinking everything is hunky-dory. If you're going to represent the community, if you're going to represent the wider movement, then challenge the comments made by Jack Straw, challenge Tony Blair, and demand, not ask, but demand that they withdraw our soldiers from every single country across the world. Friends, I was sick to my stomach when I saw the headlines. The Nick Griffin, the most racist person who has openly criticized the Muslim community, was led free. But the person who carried a placard, a stupid, stupid placard in a demonstration, have been punished. This is not a fair justice, and this is not the justice we want to see. We want the justice to be equal, and we want Nick Griffin to be locked up for the remarks he has made. Friends, brothers and sisters, I want to finish on this note. Anti-war movement have achieved so much. They have brought so many religion, so many cultural organization, so many groups under one umbrella that nobody has ever managed to do that. And we can move forward and we can stop, and I believe we have stopped collectively this new Labour government taking this country to another war ever again. So let's go away from here today. Let's start building in our community, in our schools, in our mosque, in our church, in our universities for the next demonstration, and let's make the next demonstration even bigger and wider than the one previously. And if we unite together and if we stand shoulder to shoulder, then nobody will be able to break us, and we always can defend our community, and we can make this country and this world a better place for us and for our children in the future. Asalaamu Alaikum.
We've heard a lot today about some of the MPs, Labour MPs, that are now coming out against the war, thanks to the anti-war movement. Well, our next speaker is someone I can say has been part of the anti-war movement since day one, one of the leading figures, actually, our Labour MP, Jeremy Corbyn.